So this may be like an absolute disaster through and through. I am clearly sick, as you can most likely hear, because that was my necklace. That scared me. What the hell? Maybe I shouldn't wear it. But I want to. Damn it. And now they're both getting all tangled around each other. Fuck! Okay, fine. I will take off the necklaces because stupid fucking bumping into things. Like I said, disaster. It's a disaster mess, because I am feeling disaster mess. Sorry, that's probably very loud right next to the microphone. I apologize. Come on. Other necklace. Well, not necklace. Necklace. See, I'm this fucking insufferable by myself. I don't quite get it either. I'm just gonna put these up on the shelf for now. And put them back where they belong later. Bust, hold me honk. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. As I was saying, this is probably going to be a disaster, but today I woke up and I felt slightly less like shit than yesterday. Well, not slightly, like considerably less like shit than yesterday. I still feel like shit, but less shit. So that's something. I also woke up when everybody here was like in bed and going to sleep. So, at the risk of having, well, no, either way, I'm still having conversations only with myself. Well, that's a sobering reality. Okay. I don't know where I'm going with this. Ow. I'm going to sound like absolute horse butthole. And I mean HORSE, not horse butthole. Not horse. I mean, yeah, kind of. Why? Brain, why must you be literal? So literal. Too literal. Whoa, my ears are ringing really, really loud right now because of the fucking phlegm. Not like the phlegm that you. Oh, brain. On a completely unrelated subject, well, except for the related to my brain part, I have a question. Is it ethical to give your mother a vibrator for Mother's Day? Because I did. I mean, it's kind of a low-key way of telling your mom to go fuck herself, which is where I see the moral and ethical dilemma, but my mom laughed, so I don't know. Discuss in the comments, please, if you would like. Give me your opinion. To be fair, we have not exactly a bizarre relationship, but not conventional mother-daughter necessarily, really. Not as far as I'm getting into that. What else? What else? What else? What else? I don't fucking know. Anywho, I can hear slightly better out of my ear today, so I'm hoping I can edit this fairly well. I mean, I'm sure there are going to be things that I can't quite hear, but bear with me. Ah, creaky mucus. I don't know if anybody else heard that but me, because I can like focus on very little else aside from the noises that are being made by the phlegm moving around in my head. And it's like I'm hearing everything through a wall of. I mean, I was trying to think of a synonym for phlegm, and all I'm coming up with is snot. So yeah, a wall of snot. I can hear through a wall of snot. It's snot pleasant. Ba-dum-ts. Okay. What am I doing now? Oh yeah, when I woke up, everybody here was asleep. So I'm going to entertain myself by talking to myself and pretending I'm having a conversation with someone. I don't know. In a way, you are here having a conversation with me and just chilling, fucking around on the internet at stupid o'clock at night. course. You're going to hear my chair. I am sorry about that. I can't do shit about that. What are we doing now? What's on my desktop? What the fuck are you? No. So, I don't know if you've seen that fucking meme going around. Replace 4 records that Bill Clinton's holding with headphones thingy. I'll find it and link it below. You're supposed to put your favorite albums in there, but I put fuckery in mine. The one he's holding is Anal Cunts, I Like It When You Die, which I thought was funny, given the Clintons and all. Behind him, William Hung. Why William Hung to begin with, dude? Then Cradle of Filth. Bittersweets to Succubi, I think it's called? I'm 90% sure it's Bittersweets to Succubi. I could be wrong. And then Psycho Sticks. We couldn't think of a title because that is a legitimately fucking excellent album if you're into fuckery and metal. I mean, Psycho Sticks, an excellent band if you're into fuckery, period. Also metal. Because boobs. This is not a song, it's a sandwich. What would make you think otherwise? This is not a song, it's a sandwich. It's no more of your vile, filthy lies. This is a song. No, it's a sandwich. Oh, there's gonna be a lot of that. Okay. Close the meme. Goodbye, meme. Where? I shouldn't sing because I'm sick. It's an impulse. I can't write it. I mean, I could, but I don't want to. That's a fucking Selena Gomez song, isn't it? I mean, I could, but why would I want to? Can't keep my hands to myself. Wow, I'm sick and I sing better than Selena Gomez. That's sad. Okay. So what are we going to do now? We're gonna Tumblr. We're gonna fucking scroll through my dash on Tumblr because. I ain't reading all that. Shut the fuck up, generator. Well, don't shut up. We need you for power. Or no, that's not a generator. Whatever the fuck that fucking thing fucking is. Fuck. Ow. Many Hannibal gift sets. As usual. Instead of just digging through my dash, why don't we dig through my likes? Because I know there's shit there that... there's shit there that'll make me laugh at least. And you know, at the moment, day's fine. Oh, fuck. And like, serious shit. Why the fuck is Taylor Swift recommended to me? Fuck off! Ugh. Ew. Your daddy bought your career. Eat shit. I'm a nice person. So. First thing that pops up. Y'all, sometimes it's nacho trauma or the disorder or the way you process information. Sometimes you're just in the wrong and you could have behaved better. Sometimes you're just a dickhead and you gotta recognize it and own it. Knowing the difference is tough, but it really does help you on the road to recovery or on the road to managing your symptoms. Taking the time to recognize that in myself helps me know when I can give more or when I really do need help and understanding. Sometimes we are just assholes, and that's when you gotta go, I'm sorry, what can I do moving forward? And in that asking, you get to explain where you need help. See, my likes vacillate between, like, legitimately useful mental health things and absolute shit posting. Who else is in the didn't realize sheep have long tails until I was like 20 club? I'm almost 30, bitch. I don't mean you're a bitch. I just mean... See, the thing is, people don't understand. No. People don't understand what Tumblr... Brain! Why must you do this? I'm just fucking skipping. Wait! No, I can't skip it! I can't! No, I can. It's related to Hannibal. but like tangentially, and I don't feel like reading all of that. I'm just going to delete all of this.
I need a drink of coffee. Come here. Beach.
Yes, I am drinking coffee at 1:09 in the morning. Actually, I started drinking coffee at like midnight because that's like when I woke up-ish, but...
My sleep schedule's so fucked.
Every time I swallow, my ears pop. I don't like that. I mean, they usually do when I swallow anyway because I have weird muscles, like weird muscle control in my ears that I don't entirely understand, but... Ew. I don't like that feeling. So, on the subject of Hannibal, which if you haven't seen, you should. If you are in the States, it is on Amazon Prime. If you are many, many, many other places in the world, odds are it's on Netflix or Amazon Prime, anywho. And if it is not, there are ways to obtain things that I am not necessarily suggesting you endeavor. We got people cookies. It's great. Okay. Back to the list of absolutely bonkers shit that legitimately happens on NBC Hannibal. An incomplete list. Will beats a furry to death while fantasizing about Hannibal getting off to being beaten to death. Yes. Yeah, and yeah, 100%. Everything on this list does fucking happen in the show. Number two, a man? Gets folded into an origami heart? Yes, he does. That's season three. Three. A villain's actual honest-to-God evil plan is to steal Will's face so that he can eat Hannibal's penis with it. Yep. Said villain then gets eaten by his pet eel? After having his sperm harvested so his sister's girlfriend can bear his child and inherit his wealth? Honestly, just Mason Verger in general? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Yes. That is exactly how you describe Mason Verger. Yes. Yes. Then there's that time Hannibal waves at another serial killer and says, "Hello, I love your work," before killing him. That's a glorious scene, by the way. Hannibal wears at least four patterns at the same time and no one gouges their eyes out or tells him it looks awful. Yeah. Yeah. Also, like, if you can't tell that... At least in this version, Hannibal is very, very, very bi. His sexuality is entirely fluid. It's, on one hand, delightful. On the other, more than mildly horrifying, and definitely not, you know, upstanding representation of the LGBT community. However, it's a gorgeous fucking show, and I don't care. I will ship Marlana until the day I die. I just want Margot and Alana and little Mason, their son, to live happily ever after. I know Alana's gonna want to torture the shit out of fucking Hannibal, but I mean, I get that. That's an understandable feeling given what she has endured. Okay, back to, fuck, the list. God! I told you this would be a disaster. We're just gonna pretend. Ah! Sorry. My boob. Stupid boob. My boob bumped into the pop filter and it made the microphone decide, oh, I don't want to stand up anymore. My boob brought the mic to its knees, but it doesn't even have knees, so that didn't work out so well, did it? Sorry, I'm trying to fix this. Come on. Hopefully that's alright. Damn it, boob. Stay where you're supposed to stay. They never do, though. Next item in the wild shit that actually happened on NBC Hannibal. And yes, it aired on network fucking television. 9 o'clock on Thursday nights, if I remember correctly. Fish jello treated as a delicacy that the average American would consume without vomiting. Then, is your social worker in that horse? A legitimate question that gets a rather heartbreakingly sincere yes in response. Another absolutely fucking insane scene. But delightful. Delightfully insane. I need to fix the pop filter again. I think. Okay. Stare. Okay. Hannibal getting caught sniffing Will during their session, then critiquing how he smells, and Will deciding this is totally acceptable behavior and coming back for more? Yeah. Will has some errors in his judgment. More than some, but it's not like anybody else can't talk. I mean, it's not like we don't all have our flaws. Then there's Hannibal getting off to Will telling him he'd kill Hannibal with his hands. Yeah. Oh, the eye fucking in that scene is intense. Will sailing across the ocean to find Hannibal in Europe while making a pit stop at Hannibal's childhood castle. I mean, it's basically a romantic comedy and it writes itself from there. I mean, no, it's not a romantic... I mean, it's not a romantic comedy, but... if you're just a little bit twisted, you can see it as a romantic comedy. Which is how I prefer to view the show. I mean, really, it's a romantic comedy. No, it's not. It's a very, very, very fucking dark subtextual, for the most part, romantic comedy. I mean, until Bedelia's like... yeah. I'm trying to think of ways to not spoil things. Okay, we're just gonna move on to the next one. Hannibal being the king of pettiness and the queen of drama and sending a serial killer after Will's new pre-assembled family because he did not spend 3 years in a glass cage manned by his ex-girlfriend and the disappointing children to be disrespected like this. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah! Hannibal is... he's catty and bitchy. I can appreciate that. Then there's Hannibal stuffing an ear down his only friend's throat to frame him for murder and then murdering the judge that pronounced said friend guilty because he got lonely. Yeah, Hannibal's a messy, messy bitch. On an emotional level. He's very, very clean, prim, and proper on the outside. But she's a messy queen. Then there's Frederick Chilton's entire existence. Yes! Yes, yes, the character of Frederick Chilton, yeah, yeah. Played by Raul Esparza, who is fucking sublime as always. Hannibal breaking a guy's neck out of secondhand embarrassment, yeah. The entire fifth sum scene, yes, which is exactly what it sounds like. Well, yeah, yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like. Was largely dependent on what they were allowed to show it in on NBC at the time, which, was not a lot, unfortunately. Hannibal feeding a man his own baked leg and the man's first comment after taking a bite being, "By compliments to the chef," which, my favorite part about all of that is the character Hannibal was talking to, who said that line, played by Eddie Izzard. Or no, Eddie Izzard. That's not how you pronounce his last name. It's not Izzard like Gizzard. It's Izzard. Like the bod. Okie dokie. Hannibal straight up making cannibal jokes in front of a criminal profiler, 3 psychiatrists, a reporter, and an FBI agent specialized in behavioral science. He makes so many cannibal jokes and cannibalism puns in front of these fucking people. It's astounding that they didn't actually catch on sooner. So basically, if you would like to see the police force played for fucking fools, watch Hannibal. Or like real life, but there's that. And now we're getting too real. Oh, too real. Hannibal and Will just decide to adopt a daughter together after having known each other for like 3 days. Still aren't sure if they're even friends.
Yep.
No, they're her murder fathers.
That's, well, what else are you supposed to do after you murdered her dad, literally in front of her, who was trying to murder her?
It's a whole fucking thing, man. And that's how the series starts. Hannibal and Will deciding to adopt a daughter together after having known each other for like 3 days, still not sure if they're even friends because they killed her father. Which apparently means that they become her dads. I didn't know that's how it worked, but okay. Oh, I was gonna make a real fucking dark joke. At my own expense. But perhaps I shouldn't. Jack goes to dinner at Hannibal's house even more often after he finds out it's all human meat. I mean, yeah, part of... Did Jack like the people taste? That could go either way, I feel. Was he simply gathering evidence? Or trying to not raise Hannibal's suspicion? Possibly. But was he after a home-cooked meal? Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah! Will spends months having seizures and somehow never has one in front of anyone except Hannibal, nor drives off the road. I mean, yeah. That's one of the more implausible parts of the show. Although, to be fair, there are quite a few implausible parts. Hannibal eats a raw human lip. That's all capitalized, by the way. That was bitten off its native face by someone other than him and then mailed. Oh, my personal favorite. The human cello. Like cello, you got a piece. The man who castrated himself, then flayed the skin off his own back to make wings, then strung himself up in a barn. Who could also somehow see evil people? I mean, this, yeah, mental illness is a bitch, y'all. And that is something very well explored in Hannibal. Well, not like well explored, but thoroughly explored.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody on Hannibal is exactly mentally healthy, which is probably why I adore it so much. Why do I talk like a weirdo? That was bad grammar. Why do I speak like a weirdo? Whatever. Because I am a weirdo. Meow. Oh. The man Hannibal grafted into a tree. Not formed into a tree, not stuck branches on, but literally grafted into a living tree. Yeah. Then there's Dollar Hyde eating that painting. He just fucking crunches it. Yes. And this, if you are familiar with the Hannibal Lecter series of books and films, that is Francis Dollar Hyde, played by Richard Armitage, who does a fantastic fucking job. That's not unexpected, but... Sorry. I got distracted thinking about his butt. The time there is a living bird inside a cadaver. Yeah, and then it flies out during the autopsy. The human totem pole. Yes, a human totem pole. The human totem pole. How could I forget this most iconic creation? And yeah, another hella implausible thing. A pig is used semi-successfully as a surrogate host for a human embryo? Yeah, I mean, yeah, the science doesn't... Yeah, science says that's bullshit, but this isn't science. This is... procedural, gothic, romantic, dark comedy. Yeah! Hannibal realizes that he's heartbroken and literally says, I have to eat him, then proceeds to attempt to do so. Because he's heartbroken. Hannibal, you fucking dumbass. Honey, no, this is not how we deal with heartbreak. I mean, maybe this is how you deal with heartbreak, sweetie, but... probably a bad idea. But what do I know? Oh, the serial killer who has a mushroom farm which he grows on dead bodies. And one of the people is still alive. Yeah, diabetic ketoacidosis is a bitch. Well, really, it's exploitation of diabetic ketoacidosis. So, I mean, some of the science is kind of plausible. Then there's using a pig as a surrogate for a human embryo, and it's not even done in a lab or anything. It's done in a fucking barn. And the plastic murder onesie. Did he sew it himself or have it tailored? Which, fun fact, the plastic murder onesie is currently owned by Marilyn Manson. What else is there? I have to scroll through the rest of the notes. Hannibal asks for Will to say please when asking for his help just to prove that Will is just as big a slut for him as Hannibal is for Will. Yep. Hannibal cooking human flesh makes you squirm at first, but then you're like, why does everything look good? Fucking true. And all the food is people. The vegetarian dishes too. Quote unquote vegetarian. You kinda wanna eat the food anyway. Yes, you fucking do. I mean, the eel and sperm things happened in the Hannibal book, so yeah, that's true. That's true. They did. I'm 90% sure that was Red Dragon, not... Was it Red Dragon or Hannibal? No, it must have... No, it was in the Hannibal book. It was in Hannibal. Sorry, it's been a good long while since I read any of the novels. I kind of got disgusted after reading Hannibal Rising when it came out and then was like... I really should reread through The Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, and Red Dragon again. It's been a while. In ninth grade, I think, I did a book eighth grade. I did a book report on The Silence of the Lambs, and my teacher was like, wait, your mom let you read that? And I was like, yeah, because she genuinely did. I mean, I probably got it off of her bookshelf anyhow, which I thought was kind of funny. Like, maybe... If your children like to read, just let them read. And as long as you're, like, talking to them and you're able to ensure that they know the difference between what's okay in fantasy and what's okay in reality, I don't see a problem. Hannibal happily slurping up a severed lip that was offered to him by a psychiatrist ex while in jail and everyone involved being surprised at that this happened. I mean, yeah. It's fucking wild, dude. It's insane. Hannibal's ex-psychiatrist exposing him to Will and telling him how horny he is. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking, yeah. Are we not gonna talk about how Hannibal had Mason high as fuck on hallucinogens and told Mason to eat his nose and he fucking does? I mean, yeah, but Mason deserved it. There aren't many people on... Well, I mean, to Hannibal, everybody deserves what they get, but... One of the few times I could not feel any sympathy whatsoever was for Mason Berger. Yeah, you eat your face, dude. Because he is that abhorrent of a fucking character. Which is really a credit to the actors who played him. Both men were fantastic. If I remember right, in season 3, they brought in a new actor to play him because the guy who was playing him couldn't come back or wouldn't come back for whatever reason. It doesn't really matter. And he stepped into the role perfectly. Then there's Bedelia just fucking goes with whatever Hannibal is doing because it's ride or die. Probably by Hannibal. Yeah, Bedelia was Hannibal's psychiatrist, who is also played by Gillian Anderson. And also kind of masquerades as his wife in Italy in the third season. Well, not kind of. She totally does. It's fucking... The time they each ate an ortolan bunting, an endangered bird, whole, while making orgasm faces at each other. Ortolans drowned to death in Armagnac and are left to marinate in it. I mean, yeah, that entire scene is basically... It's just basically a fucking analogy for oral, and it's not even a particularly thinly veiled one. It's beautiful. See, this is why I love the comment section on shit like this. One user, what? and I can't stress this enough, the fuck. I mean, yeah, that's basically Hannibal.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's how he sliced the forensic expert's body vertically and displayed it like an art exhibition for Will and the FBI.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this show? Glorious is what it is. Oh, Gillian Anderson stuck her entire arm down Zachary Quinto's throat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right above that, goddamn, I miss this show.
Motherfuck, so do I.
The entire Mushroom Tea Party episode, to be honest, yes. He gives his adoptive sort of daughter, Abigail Hobbs, he and Will's daughter, essentially, tea with mushrooms in it. And I don't mean, like, the benign ones. She trips balls.
The main character hoards dogs. He has 7. Once after a murder, he's like, yeah, but is the dog okay?
This is why I adore Will Graham. This is part of why I see myself in Will Graham.
Yes, people have died. We've established this, but is their dog okay?
And early on, they do the same thing with a cat.
I concur. Please watch Hannibal, everyone.
Yeah, yeah, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
I love all this because to the uninitiated, it makes the show sound just as crazy as it actually is. Just a queer blood-soaked romance I live and breathe for.
Likewise.
Yes.
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 Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the fivesome. It was between Will, Hannibal, Margot, Alana, and the main stag in season 2.
Also, this show was so fucking horny. Like, very few characters are straight as well.
We stan. We stan a legend.
All of these are so fucking iconic from such a dead serious show, but deadass when Hannibal said, you did what people refer to as dropping the mic.
Yes, he says that. I had to pause it and leave my room.
Oh, how about Hannibal sitting Jack and Will down on a table, you know, making sure they're paralyzed and then taking a bone saw to Will's head because, hey, let's try to eat his brains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ripper can't get beyond prison. Got immediately captured by the Ripper.
Yeah.
Guess who the Ripper is?
Go on, guess.
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 If you guessed Hannibal, you're correct.
Are we just going to forget that scene where Hannibal's about to kill Frederick and suddenly the FBI are knocking on the door and Hannibal just says, give me a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find things that are, like, not necessarily spoilery.
Up there was mentioned the living bird in a woman's corpse, but please don't forget that the dead woman, with a living bird inside of her, was in the uterus of a dead horse.
Is your social worker in that horse?
Yes, she is the social worker in the horse.
This show's fucking crazy, dudes.
Hannibal and Will are literally referred to as murder husbands by Freddie Lowndes in fucking canon.
Yup.
Yep. Yep. Beep, 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 beep.
Another. Hi, yes, if we could just revisit villain gets eaten by his pet eel after having his sperm harvested. They literally ram a cattle prod up his ass while he's unconscious and just zap him in the prostate till his dick gives up the goods.
Yes, that is exactly what Alana and Margot do to Mason Verger.
Yep, 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 yep.
I fucking love this show.
When Hannibal recreated Botticelli's Primavera with corpses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there's Chilton surviving his less vital organs being removed, being shot in the face, glued to a wheelchair, having his lips bitten off, and set on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Chilton, he does not fare well in the series.
Chilton gets maimed every season.
Literally.
He has his guts and intestines taken out, and he has to hold them while his assailant takes out the rest of his organs. He gets shot in the face, and he gets glued to a wheelchair and set on fire.
Hannibal driving across multiple states in a single night to do serial killer things before getting back for therapy with Will because he's a literal murder wizard.
Yeah, and apparently he doesn't seem to sleep.
Hannibal stealing a cop car, killing the cops, driving up to Will, opening the passenger door and pushing a dead cop out into the road, and hitting us all in the face with, going my way. This is the shit I fell in love with. Likewise, my friend, likewise. Kaleidoscope lesbian sex scene. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. The show was a mess and I love it. Indeed. Yes, 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 yes. People are talking about the murder onesie. It's beautiful. Oh, the pharmacist who swapped out people's meds, locked up their addresses, put them in a coma, and turned them into mushroom farms by keeping them alive while they decayed under a thin layer of dirt in the zombie corpse, they find more... The pharmacist who swapped out people's meds, looked up their addresses, put them in a coma, and turned them into mushroom farms by keeping them alive while they decayed under a thin layer of dirt in the zombie corpse they find there deserves an honorable mention at least. Yeah, that's the diabetic ketoacidosis thing. They're the mushroom people. That's hilarious. Utah State wouldn't air the show after the first half of this season. Hannibal was bonkers and we were robbed. I fucking wholeheartedly concur. A man turns people into mushrooms because he thinks it's the best way for humans to understand each other. And yes, that is literally, literally his justification for this. Yeah. 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 That. Yeah. 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 When the dude who killed bad people was murdering around, the whole FBI wondered, is this some kind of vigilante? And then Will shows up, pissed and hasn't slept in 3 days, and goes, this is completely irrelevant! Yeah, I mean, the thing that always annoys me is it's never addressed how the wings guy magically sees evil. It's not even like he analyzes crime scenes or whatever. He just looks at someone and sees them as a flaming head and knows, then kills him. Them himself. I mean, I think it's heavily implied that it's simply mental illness. A hallucination. But, I mean, I can understand if that's difficult to pick up on. There's a lot of subliminal and subtextual dialogue, really, that isn't spoken but sort of is at the same time. Are we not going to mention that in every adaptation of Hannibal, including the original novels? Mason Verger literally drinks the tears of children. True. In some The last point doesn't really cut it, because what Hannibal does after he realizes he cares too much is he attempts to open Will's skull with a circular saw while Will is fully conscious. That only makes Will love Hannibal more. I mean, yeah. This show has done nothing but fuck me up in the worst and best ways. I wholeheartedly agree. None of this is an exaggeration. This is literally what fucking happens on NBC Hannibal. I mean, the killing a guy out of secondhand embarrassment thing is just relatable. Basically, the first thing Will does in front of Hannibal is make a Hulk reference, and Hannibal is just pleased as punch with him. Yep. And Hannibal's like, ooh, you a little murder muffin. I want taste. You a snack, boy. Oh, God. This show was wild as hell. Don't forget the homicidal woman who manipulated runaways into killing their families. Yeah. Played by Molly Shannon. How Bedelia had her leg cut off. Yeah. The bees. Oh, God, the bees. Don't remind me. There's so many fucking bees in a particular episode. God. The nightmare stag man thing. That, yeah. The nightmare stag, the raven stag. Hannibal feeding Will's dogs, you know what? That's people. The whole teacup analogy thing, when Will has a seizure and Hannibal legit goes, I said it was mild. Someone being gored on antlers. That's the first episode. Hannibal's douche move in dropping a box of papers and not bothering to help clean it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hannibal bothering... not to look for, but acquire a priceless carving with Potsy's name on it just to set up his fucking murder monologue because he is goddamn Betty Davis with people stuck in his teeth. Yep. What the fucking hell? What is wrong with this series? Next time someone asks me why I love the show, I'll show them this. Yeah. Yeah. Is your social worker and that horse will never stop being hilarious, not gonna lie. I wholeheartedly fucking agree. It's such a bizarre but so sad moment. I mean, it's hilarious in one sense, but absolutely fucking heartbreaking in another, because the character who put his psychiatrist in the horse, he's a wonderful character. Supremely empathetic, really. Bit of a cinnamon roll. Murder cinnamon roll, but still. I mean, that's Will 100%. How has no one mentioned the live bird and the dead woman who was sewn into the dead horse, and the dude who did it wasn't even the actual murderer? I feel like the schlorp sound when Hannibal eats the aforementioned bit off by someone else and then mailed to him. Human lip deserves its very own entry. I mean, eats is too normal a verb for that moment. She slurps that up like pasta in a Disney movie about dogs. Also, the fact that he keeps eye contact with the person on the other side of the glass the entire time. Will literally is sailing to Italy. We didn't even get past the first page of my likes. We're just in one post. Okay, how long is this? We're not going to go on any fucking more because this is already a lot. Well, I feel like I've had some sort of conversation today, even if it is with myself. Huzzah. This basically turned into a why you should watch NBC Hannibal. I'm not sorry, because you should fucking watch it. It's delightful. It's horrifying and bizarre, but it's so fucking good. Anywho, I might. Well, I don't know. Maybe I won't record. As I know me, I'll get screamy and talking this much has made my throat hurt. Maybe I won't record. I want to, though. I'm bored and it's late at night and I finally could record because I'm alone and everybody else is asleep. So it's prime time to record, but I am less sick. Hope you enjoyed I was going to say Insomniac Sick Night with Lusty, but I mean, I woke up like 2 hours ago, so it's not exactly an insomniac night. Brain. Pick a direction and go in that direction, not five at once, pretty please. I'm trying to pop my ears. Well, I am popping my ears. I'm popping with the muscle in my ears, but it's not like popping. Fuck. Yeah, I shouldn't record. But I want to. I'll probably fuck around with my MIDI controller or something. I don't wanna be sick. But I am better today, at least, so that's something. Hopefully just another couple days and the worst of this will fucking clear up. I'm gonna give my doctor a call today and see if I can get into their office to figure out something for my fucking allergies. There has to be something they can do. Something. Literally any fucking thing. I know antibiotic injections are a thing that you can do, and I have been offered antibiotic injections. The problem was, I would have to go a couple towns over once a week, every week, to do it, and I don't think my car could do that. I mean, if I could find somewhere in town, somewhere I could get to easily every week and reliably every week, that would work. But for immunotherapy like that, you have to keep on a very, very strict schedule. And sometimes it might mean going in a couple times a week. So going a couple towns over, with my car being the piece of crap it is, not really going to happen, unfortunately. Fingers crossed I can get my doctor to, you know, possibly actually try to effectively treat my allergies. Which I think is part of the problem right now. I'm on allergy medications that are technically stimulants. So that's definitely not helping me sleep at all. And also with the ADD, stimulants tend to have a weird effect with my brain and lead to worse anxiety and worse insomnia. Pretty invariably with me, which is irritating as hell. But such is the ADHD brain. If you've listened to this, like, cool, but also, like, why? And are you going to watch Hannibal? Ooh, I could make... I just had an idea. I could make this a semi-regular thing, just fucking around doing some kind of shit. But I need a jingle. I shall have to make a jingle. Perhaps we will call it something. I don't know. Something. I'll come up with a title when I have, like, more capacity to brain. This is very, very meandering now. I mean, I'm usually pretty fucking tangential and meandering, but this seems worse somehow. Anywho, if you've listened this far, one, thanks, two, why, three, what do you think about the mom dildo thing? My throat hurts now. I'm going to go. This is why I wasn't going to record at all, because my throat hurts, but I don't like to, I'm bored and I want to do stuff, and I have microphones and I want to do things. Back. Fuck ADHD boredom. I shouldn't sing, I really shouldn't, that's just making the throat hurt worse, okay? It's a reflex, I don't mean to do it. Okay. So, I hope you have enjoyed whatever the fuck this was. I don't have much of an explanation. This is also like me functioning on sick brain, so who knows what not sick me's gonna fucking think of this. Also, I really wanted to hear my voice while I'm sick, because I'm told it's strange, but sort of sexy. But it also, ow. It also, ouch. Very ouch. Much ouch. Many ouch. Uber ouch. Well, not uber ouch. Uber ouch? Is that when you get hit by a fucking car? Well, only if they drive for Uber. Is it a Lyft ouch if it's Lyft? That sounds worse somehow, and I don't know why. Whatever. I'm gonna go. Later! Have a good Monday. Have a good day that ends in Y. Why? Why not? Happiness is a discipline, damn it.